Hey, business building warrior, welcome to Silent Sales Machine Radio. I'm your host today, Jim Cockrum. I'll be bringing on a successful student of ours named Roger Dunn here in just a couple moments. He actually lives outside the United States in Laos. Yeah, that's right. He's in the middle of the communist country trying to build an e-commerce business based on the concepts that we teach around here. He moved from the United States to that country when he felt God was calling him to go there to minister and be with those people. You hear him speak from his heart today. He just loves loving on the people from that area. He's working in a deaf school where he's trying to help them learn internet skills. He's trying to help them become virtual assistants who can help other Amazon sellers and other creative e-commerce business builders like you, like me, with the virtual tasks that can be accomplished by anyone. You hear us talk so often about the Philippines, for example, around here as being a great place to find someone who you can pay $2, $3, $4 an hour, and it spends like 8 to 10 times more money than that locally. Where Laos is the same kind of situation, except actually, as you'll hear Roger say today, Laos makes the Philippines look like a wealthy nation. Simply because there's even more poverty there. The US dollar goes even further there. The country's even further embroiled in a mess of inflation. Their currency is being debased, you know, by a government that just keeps printing and passing out more money. So the US dollar there is far more stable than their local currency currently, which means that he's able to pay people and they can live a very successful lifestyle with just a few US dollars. So his business, while he hasn't quite hit $10,000 yet, he's only been doing this about 3 months full time. He is a success story because he doesn't need a lot to live very well, very comfortably, and fulfill the mission that he feels God called him to in Laos based on his Amazon business. He's following the proven Amazon course strategies, as all of our hundreds of previous episodes that you've heard from our students who are doing the exact same thing, following the strategies we teach in that course, building a beautiful business, building the lifestyle of his dreams, in this case, going where he feels God called him to go, to minister to the people that he felt called to minister to. And it's all based on the strategies that he's learned from the proven Amazon course. Just 3 months into taking it seriously, and he's doing very, very well, as you'll hear. So let's jump over in just a moment and meet Mr. Roger Dunn. One little announcement. You hear us talk today how he got started by reading the Silent Sales Machine book, which is the book that this podcast is named after. It's been updated 11 times. The most recent update is a few months old at this point, but we'd love to give you a free copy if you've never checked it out. It's sold. People have paid. Over a million people have paid for that book. But we're giving it away free currently. I just love getting it into the hands of people who are curious about how to use the internet to launch and grow the income streams of their dreams so they can live the lifestyle that they feel called to lead. If you want to get a free copy, go to silentjim.com/free11, the word free, and then number one, 11, as in version 11 of the book. That'll give you instructions on how to get a free copy. And you can get started just like Roger did not so long ago on discovering how to use the internet creatively. And here's something cool too about Roger's story. Keep in mind, he's buying and selling products in the United States without seeing or touching them. He's shopping online. He's paying for those products. Those products go to a prep center. We'll have a list of all the prep centers in our show notes today that we're aware of. There's a bunch of them in the US. So he doesn't have to see or touch his inventory. He doesn't have to live in Laos to do a hands-free job. He could live in the US and build it up the same way. But we have countless students in our community who have built businesses using that exact strategy. It is growing. The opportunity is getting bigger. People are shopping online more. Amazon is expanding. The underserved shelf space at Amazon is there waiting to be filled by people who know what they're doing. And that is the entry-level business model that we teach here, that Roger's following successfully. And we'd love for you to try, if you've never successfully built a business online before, to great on-ramp into all the opportunities that are available to you. Well, thanks for hanging out with us today. Let's jump over and get Roger. It was early in the morning for him and it was late at night when I recorded this episode. So keep that in mind. There's also a couple moments where his audio comes and goes a little bit. Understandably, he's in a very poor country, but I thought it turned out great. I think you're really going to enjoy this conversation with my new good friend, Roger Dunn. So Roger, welcome to Silent Sales Machine Radio. Good to see you, man.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Good to see you.
Appreciate you doing this for me, getting up really early on the other side of the planet. That's really cool. I appreciate that a lot. But let's jump into your story if you're ready.
Okay. You know, first thing I wanted to cover was I got into the e-com world primarily because as I've been working here in Laos, trying to help a very impoverished nation, it seemed like another stream of income that I could use to help them. And so I don't even know how or when exactly, but I came across your book and I read it and I was very impressed by it. And I said, I can do this. I was a businessman that God opened a door. And I was a businessman for 25 years in a town of 200 people where I taught farm wives how to sell electronic components to people all over the world. And from that, I learned every aspect of the business. So I was so excited. I started going through the courses and I signed up at Seller Central and I got turned down. But I didn't give up. And people need to remember that. Just because you get turned down one time, I don't know if I didn't dot all my I's or cross all my T's, but sure. I tried it again. And the next time in early 2022, they said, okay. And so then I actually, by that time, I had to go back and review a bunch of the PAC courses because I'd kind of forgot them and because I hadn't put them into practice. So then I started
Were you in Laos at the time when you signed up for Amazon?
Yes.
Okay. So did that present any unique challenges? Your geography being there? Like what? Because you've got a US-based selling business.
What I did is in 2014, in 2005, I went on a missionary trip to Panama, spent a bunch of 30 of us spent a bunch of money going down there doing really very little work where we could have sent two people down and given them the money and done a much better job of impact. And so I wasn't impressed at all. So, but then 2014, a good friend of mine who was he was our missionary for Southeast Asia. Mm-hmm. And I just talked to him and I said, hey, could I go along? And he said, I didn't know you were interested. And I said, well, I would like to at least go. I at that time I was teaching adult Bible fellowship and youth Bible fellowship here in America over in La Crosse, Wisconsin. So I went with him and a few other people and we went to Thailand, to Laos and Cambodia. And I got to see a trafficked women resource center in Bangkok. I got to see a Christian business and other things in Laos and a YWAM center down in Cambodia. And so I went home and I thought, well, that was nice. And it was called a vision trip, not a mission trip. We didn't do anything. We caught a vision for what God was doing. We didn't go to do, we went to learn. And I went home and that was nice. But God wouldn't let go of my heart. And finally, I kept looking back and forth and going, are you talking to me? And I just couldn't let go. And so I said, God, I still don't know. Can I put out a fleece? So like Gideon, in November of 2014, I went 5 months over to Laos. And I just said, okay, you got to show me if this is where I belong. And if what I've learned as a businessman and other things, nothing to do with Amazon yet, can I impact over here? And so I went to work for a company, very strong Christian man, and I wrote a 40-page document for him to present to the government because the government really every year had a 5-year plan to make life better, but every year they failed. This is a communist country.
Okay.
And
still.
And they meant well. It was good. But then I used their words back to them. And I basically said, hey, this is great what you're trying to do, but you can see and I can see it's not working. I said, you need private industry. And I introduced them to the company I was working with. And I said, they're your answer. Now, they sent 2 pickup loads of guys with submachine guns, went through all our buildings, and then 2 buses with the whole government. They could have wiped out the government of Laos on that trip, you know, but they made sure we were safe and they came. Went through everything, saw everything, went back, voted, and said, this is the answer. XP trading is the answer to what we want to do. And they let my boss then sit on 2 steering committees until he died in Easter of 2021 in a mysterious boat accident. And so it really made an impact. But I told my boss, I said, you know, if I come back, I can only write so many documents and so many papers, and that's not going to do it. And he said, well, you met the president of Laos and you didn't seem too impressed. I said, well, he's a good guy, but he puts on his pants one leg at a time, just like me. So, and there were a whole lot of other people impressed with him. So
that American perspective of, hey, politicians are public servants. They work for us, right? It's like, I'm not impressed.
But then he turned around and he said, but Roger, when we go to a small rural village where they have literally nothing, he said, you make those people feel like they're the most important people on earth. And I said, nobody else. And he goes, bring me that heart and come back. And so,
that was your 5-month experiment. And that was your fleet, Gideon's fleece.
At the end of it, he said this, and it broke my heart. I went home, resigned, and went back.
Well, you said in your letter, you wrote a little bio. You sold all your stuff and like you went all
in. Then I was here for a year. Then in 2016, I went back, talked to my grown children and said, I'm not abandoning you, but I can't ignore this call. This is where God wants me to. God said, go finish well.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a heart attack in 2005. I had a heart attack while I was over here. Most of my family has died from heart failure, and I'm 72. So I'm the oldest living male in my family. And I said, you know what? God said, go finish well. I don't expect to go anywhere from here. You know, this is where I am. I'm right now in the process with my Lao wife of adopting a 9-year-old orphan deaf girl. I was orphaned. And so I know what that feels like. They're disowned because they have disabilities. If you have, they'll disown their kids for almost anything over here. I mean, it's like, but anyway,
we adopted a son from China. Same thing. You know, a lot of the orphans in China, especially when they had the one child policy, any defect at all, unfortunately, that culture, a lot of people would just, you know, he was left on the steps of a hospital basically as an infant.
Yep.
God wanted him here, and we're so grateful he is.
Right. And the thing is, people tell me, so you're bringing her into your life. And I said, no, I'm going into her life for as long as God gives me. And then when he calls me home, I'm too old and I can't give my wife a child. She will have somebody. I helped her build this home. She'll have a home and this child. And that's my investment in her. And so this isn't for me, it's for what I've been called to do. But that's my life here. You know, I try to love on people. So going back to my Amazon story. So in 2022, you know, I started working some things and I fell on my face, but like anybody who wants to succeed, I got right back up and I went again. And did I lose some money or break even that first year? Yeah. Because I was learning, and that was part of my investment, is losing some of that money. You have to expect to break even or lose a little bit when you start and not give up. And then when I got into 2023, I did break even, but I actually started making a little bit here and then doing this. And then I went out and I, like in November, I thought, oh, I got Q4 and I did all the, went to all the programs. And I ended up buying some hair growth stuff for women. It was like selling $2,000 a month. And I thought, oh, I got a winner. Well, the FDA then unapproved it after I had it and sold it. So then I got a Section 3 and they held my money for a month and a half. So I couldn't even buy anything or do anything in Q4. And it would have been easy to give up. But I just kept laying it before the Lord. And I came out the other side and they said, okay, you're free to go, have at it. In December, I did a little over $1,000. In November or in January, I think I did maybe $2,000 to $2,500 because I reinvested it. But I listened to you and I said, you know what? I need to refocus and get away from groceries and the fancy stuff that everybody chases, toys and groceries and things like that. And I need to just settle down on like tools and home improvement. As a former construction worker, I know that stuff. So I found about 5 ASINs that I could sell and resell and replant. And thing is, my ROI was sometimes 200-300%. And my profit was like anywhere from $40 to $100. And so my problem was I only had so much money to reinvest. My credit had been bad, so I invested in a card that gave me credit. And then from there, Later, I went back to my bank and they gave me an actual credit card. So I used my credit card and trying never to go too far in debt, my credit card and my payments monthly from Social Security, which is all I live on. And I used that, but I then had to use my modified Profit First plan. And when I say modified, Profit First plan is a wonderful plan where you break things out and you put the majority of it back into your inventory and you pay yourself a little. Okay. I paid myself out of my Social Security for my food and my lodging and for everything I needed, my car payments. But all the time, somebody would come to us with, my mom just fell and she's got to have an operation. We have no money. And they couldn't do anything, you know. And now it doesn't cost near as much here. Like I said, I had a heart attack, went through, and they gave me two angioplasty, and I was in ICU for 3 days and then everything. And it, altogether, it all cost me $800.
Wow.
Well, that's still a lot of money for me, but it is huge money for them.
Yeah.
I mean, the people here can't do that. So sometimes people will come to me and they'll go, can you help me? And so money I would like to buy inventory to, you know, keep things going. Why did I get into Amazon? To bless the people of Laos, to bless the least of these. So if I spend all my money putting it back in there and ignore what God called me to do with it, I'm cheating God. And so I have to take and respond to those he puts in my circle and to love on them with what he's given me. The Bible says, if I have the ability to help them and I don't help them, I'm worse than a heathen. And so I need to do that. So sometimes I can't put everything back in. So anyway, you know, so I kind of doubled in February, was really good. And then March, I actually hit $9,000 in sales. And now it's dropped down a little bit. I joined Jimmy's replan dashboard so I can keep an eye. And it helped me a lot because I can see what am I profitable on? What am I not profitable on? What do I need to quit carrying? And if I'm going to carry this, I've got to buy it. I've got to be able to get so I can buy it. At this, not at this. And so it's really given me a better idea. Watched a video of his last night while I was laying in bed. And I see that Aura has this early stage thing for people under 10,000. And I'm thinking, maybe I should try that and see. Because, you know, I just want those little things that give me that edge in being able to go. But, you know, one of the greatest advantages is the podcast. And the videos, I do so much on Keepa every day. I don't buy a thing until I've done huge Keepa research where I've looked at it and I go to the data and I say, show me the buy box. What are people actually doing? And how's that moving around? Who's getting the buy box? You know, if it's 80, 90% Amazon, I'm not over there. But if it's Amazon's on it, but they're only getting 5, 10%, but it's really spread out, then I look at it again and I say, can I buy it and be profitable? And then I go look and I say, okay, how much is it really moving? Because I need to turn for when you have a little bit, I need to turn it. So I do have 3 or 4 gold mines, gems in there where I've bought something that I saw that there's almost no competition, but it only sells 1 or 2 times a month. But I got about 800% profit. And so when it sells, I'll probably make a couple grand. And so I'll just let it sit there. And I've got 2 or 3 of those, but that's not how I build my business. And sadly, I've talked to a lot of people who, when they get involved, if they don't see positive results right away, they kind of throw up their hands and go, wait, all these other people are making all this money. Well, they didn't just fall into it. They worked into it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I came over here, like I said, on a missionary, you know, trip or a vision trip in 2014. And when I went back, people said, so you're going to be a missionary? And I said, no, God called me to love on the people in this country and use whatever skills he has given me in life and bless them with that. When you walk into a country, the most bombed country in the history of the world, We dropped a plane load of bombs every 8 minutes for 9 years on these people because Laos was the Viet Cong were trying to come through and they took over the country. And that's why it's now communist after we left. But they dropped all kinds of bombs along the Ho Chi Minh Trail, which is this side of the river. We've got 70 million unexploded ordnances or balls that still blow up children.
Wow, even so to this, even to this day, because that was the 60s, right?
Even to this day.
Wow.
Yep. Even to this day, they're still there. We've got 42% of kids under 2 years old in rural Lao. If they're born in rural Lao and they're under, before they're 2 years old, 42% of them have irreversible brain damage because of malnutrition. So, you know, there is so much poverty of finance, poverty of this, and then the belief system. Here, 90% of the people are Buddhist and animist. And what that means is they've got a statue inside the house that they worship, and they've got a spirit house outside the house where they take things out to it, and they say, that's where their demon lives. And they said, if we bring you stuff, will you leave us alone? And I even had a village that had 10 families came to Christ. And you talk about costing you everything. They burnt their houses down and they kicked them out of the village. And when they turned around and said, what did we do? And they said, your Jesus is more powerful than the demons we serve. And they said, if we don't drive you out, they will destroy our crops. And so this is what they had to do. You know, wow. I mean, spiritual warfare here is real. I've got a great pastor friend that I sat under for a number of years in Atlanta, and he wrote a book called Grow Up. It's on Amazon, and it's about discipleship. And that's one thing they need here, because we got young Christians. Okay, how do we help them? Well, I've got his book. He gave me the whole book in digital, and I've got it being translated into Lao. I've got it being translated in Thai with a pastor over there, and Paul is going to translate it. And we're trying to get it out to all of these venues so they can disciple people in Christ and cause them to grow. And, you know, so it's sometimes I go through dry periods, business-wise and spiritual-wise. Sometimes I don't, you know, have this. But for me, I spend a lot of time helping Lao Campus Crusade for Christ. We don't have a Christmas child program over here. A Samaritan's Creed purse won't come. Probably because of the communist nation. So we did it. We, you know, we spent a bunch of our own money, got some people to give, and we bought, my wife went out and bought a bunch of different presents, but she made them equal in age groups and sex. And we gave them to the Lao Campus Crusade for Christ. They took them down south, showed the Jesus movie in Lao, and handed these out to children with permission. And they've had now, last year they got three, but the year before they had five children come to Christ. And they get to still be a part of their life. And so, you know, little by little, we're impacting. As of October of last year, I became the executive director for the American Chamber of Commerce. And so I'm trying to, you know, help where I can in those kind of areas to impact business. But I still struggle a little bit because most of my compadres are ISO. So they're about the high society and high business and big money. And I'm about grassroots. Sure. So I work with the Hands of Hope Deaf School, the Took for Life home for where they have 16 girls that have been rescued out of human trafficking. They're known underground throughout Lao. People know them. I didn't know of them, but you know, it seems like what happens is somewhere in rural Lao, an abused girl will hear about them. She will almost starve herself. She'll go out and pick rice and do what she needs to do and put her money away until one day she can buy a bus ticket so she can get close. Then she'll walk and she'll stand outside their gate until somebody opens the door and she goes, can I live here?
Wow.
And people started hearing about that. There's a temple, what we would call about a mile down the road. The head monk came down, challenged my good friend who is head of this, and he said, let's see which spirit is real here. Oh, mistake. And he told him, in 2 weeks, one of us is going to die. Week and a half later, that monk died. And he told everybody what he said.
Wow.
They let his wife speak about Jesus in that temple for 3 hours because of that. Wow. And they helped with the funeral. They helped with everything. But he called Jesus to the table, and Jesus said, let's do it. And he says, I'm sorry, I'm not.
That's amazing.
You know, and so some people will say, well, was that the right thing? Was that loving for Jesus to do that? And he said, he didn't demand it. That man demanded it. And God said, okay, you said which spirit is real. And I showed you. Mm-hmm. And that's loud. I mean, here I know of 14 people who were demon possessed who now walk around. Most of them used to live in cages. One of them still caged up. He's cured, but his family won't let him go because if they let him go out in public, then they have to admit Jesus healed him. And they don't want it. They don't want to say that.
Wow.
Because
that's
it affects food.
That's
but
incredible.
I know pastors who basically have lost their life. But now on the flip side, the government is in many cases opened up. And the LEC, Lao Evangelical Christian Church, is legal. And if there's areas where local groups are persecuting and it's reported to the government has been decent in stepping in and saying, don't do that.
Hmm.
They're trying to be tolerant of religions. And so they give you an open space. And it's still not a good thing for what they call a Falang, which is actually French, but the French were the first foreigners. So all foreigners are called Falang. And so I'm a Falang. And they basically, if I was to go in and try and, you know, and be a pastor to the church, could be a problem. But as long as the Lao are doing it, I did get to give the Christmas sermon the last 2 years at the human traffic home, which her sister has a drug rehab center, which is helping tremendous amount of people. So the drug rehab group came and the traffic girls. And so I got to give a strong, powerful Christian message that God gave me on both Christmases. And that was a real blessing for me. And so that was okay. One time, but don't be a pastor and do it every week. And
right. Well, you sound like you're walking a tightrope in a lot of arenas, but something I really mm-hmm. like about your story, Roger, and you're only a few months in, you know, when you were saying January, February, March, you're talking just a few months ago. You were only 3-4 months into taking this Amazon seller journey seriously. Your best month was only $9,000 so far, right? I think we need to hit, this is something you and I discussed before we hit record today, just how far the US dollar goes in this country and some of your vision for, like, you know, you, for those who've listened to this podcast many times, you've heard us talk about the Philippines where you can spend $1 US about $8. Like, so if you're paying someone $3 or $4 an hour, you're paying them the equivalent of a job in the United States at $25 to $30 an hour. We'll get back to the show in just a moment, but I have to tell you about a coaching program that's been around for about 19 years. It's coached almost 10,000 e-commerce business building warriors. It's got a team of about 60 coaches who are not only great teachers with tremendous hearts who love their students, but they're all succeeding at the business strategies that you hear taught on this show. If you haven't figured it out yet, I'm talking about our coaching program. There's a link at silentgym.com. Get over there, get on our schedule, have a free consultation, zero pressure. We're going to help you build your business on that call. Sign up at silentgym.com, free consultation. See if our coaching program is a good fit for you, where you get to not only work one-on-one with one of our tremendous coaches, not only do you get that, you also get a reactive coach that you can contact at any point in time. That's a separate coach. You get all the training and content that we provide around here at no cost now and into the future. Tremendous list of benefits. I'm not going to go into all of them right now. Silentgym.com. Click on the coaching link, sign up for a consultation. Hey, let's get back to the program. Like, so if you're paying someone $3 or $4 an hour, you're paying them the equivalent of a job in the United States at $25 to $30 an hour. break it down for me
right, where
you are and some of what your vision for building a team, some of the deaf school that you work with, and using them to maybe, you know, just vision cast a little bit. Where's that all heading and what are you trying to build there?
Well, again, my successes and the things I do, I've learned so much from you, from Jimmy, from Ryan, from the Olsons in how to do things. A while back, I shared with Ryan Rieger my vision about, I said, why can't there be any virtual assistants from here? I said, people here, full college educated, 4-year people here can work 6 days a week, 8 to 10 hours a day, and they're lucky to make the equivalent of 2 million keep for the month. Well, that's only about $80. And so
$80 a week, if college educated career job.
$80 a month.
That you said a month. I apologize.
A month.
That's incredible. So yeah, $20.
Yeah,
$20 US a week, working hard 6 days a week. Right. Right. What an opportunity.
Right. And the thing is, if you paid people here, and I've figured it out, if you paid people here $2 an hour, just 4 hours a day, they're going to double that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they still have time to do other things. If they'll work 8 hours a day, or if you put them on a commission thing. So what I've done is I've worked with Ryan and some others, and I have some virtual assistant training package. God's opened a door at the church that I went to there's a gentleman there who is very intelligent, but he speaks sign language. He's been part of the Hands of Hope. And what I've said is, and then today I've got a friend who's donating 20 laptops. So after this, my wife and I'll get together. We'll go out to the Hands of Hope school. And we're going to donate 20 laptops so they can learn how to communicate via computer. And these are brilliant. That little girl that we're trying to, she amazes me. I'll put her against any junior high in America child. Because she lives at the school. She goes to school every day, 6 days a week, and learns a lot. And she's very sharp. And a lot of times when God lets one sense go, some of the others step forward and become better. I just got invited recently to a World Education Lao symposium, and they asked me to help talk about how employers could better integrate people with disabilities into their workforce and what do they need to do. And they want to start some internships working with USAID money and some other things. And so I'm working on that. So what I'm hoping is that I can possibly set up a virtual assistant center here where people, and then teach them what do Amazon sellers in America need? What can you give them in lists that let them then go out and make some money? Because this has to be win-win. And so right. What can we do? And so I need to take knowledge that I've acquired, train it, videotape it with sign language people helping me too, but it doesn't have to just be people who have sign language. I know so many people who just dearly wish they had a job that paid them something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how people, my wife, she goes and shops and she comes back and she feels terrible. She goes, Roger, do you know how much money I spent today just to buy us food? And she feels terrible because she used to spend this much money to buy food. And now she spends this much to buy the same food. And she's going, because inflation's crazy. But she and I both look at each other and I go, how do people who don't have my income make it? She goes, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. Inflation's out of control there, right? Which, so much of the I keep right here on my desk, just to illustrate how insidious inflation is. I've got, you ever seen a $10 trillion bill? You want to see one? For those watching on YouTube, I'm holding up an actual Zimbabwe $10 trillion bill. And that's what happens when a government tries to solve everyone's problems by printing money, making promises to get elected and then printing money to fulfill those promises. But then the price of everything just skyrockets, and a lot of the world is seeing. out of control inflation. And even the numbers here in the US, I know they're, you know, they're exaggerated too low. They're saying, oh, inflation's slowing down. Like, well, it's because you've removed all the categories that are inflating out of control, right? But the point remains, the opportunity. And I just want to complete the puzzle in some people's minds that are listening to this today. This episode may not be for everybody. That's fine. But here's a vision, and here's what I see the opportunity. So a lot of the Amazon opportunity that we teach requires that somebody do the heavy lifting, tedious research work, searching for products that are test worthy. It can be tedious. It can be time consuming. There's dozens of ways to do it that we've discovered, but you have to do the work. And it's not like you can sit down one day and learn all there is to know, and now you're a research expert. No, there's always more to know too. But what a lot of people in our community do is Philippines or many other countries around the world where the US dollar tends to go really far, where there's no technology gap. They've got the internet. They can hop online. They can do the research. You can train them that you can interact with them in English so that it's easier for communication, right? And you get a virtual assistant for a few dollars an hour doing the tedious part. That's what you're talking about today, Roger, is getting a team there in Laos who's capable of those types of activities. And it doesn't have to be just Amazon. It can be anything that you can do from home on a computer technology-wise. And there's a lot of components because our community isn't just about selling on Amazon. That's where we start all of our new students. From there, you get into all kinds of other opportunity. And there's always lower level hourly work to be done with every bit of it, you know, editing and you know, writing and posting and sending emails and, you know, responding customer support, those kind of things. So I love the vision of what you're trying to do there. There's huge opportunity there. And I'm just hoping the conversation that we had with you today so far, I'm not trying to end it. I'm just trying to make sure I'm keeping everybody up to speed on kind of what's going on with this conversation today from an e-commerce Amazon vantage point. There is so much opportunity out there for you to grow a team of people who are helping you meet your goals. And you don't have to pay more than a few dollars an hour to not just change their life, to change the life of their family. And that's what it means to get a virtual assistant or just to grow your team with the highest qualified people without regard for where they happen to live on the planet, where that money can go really, really far. So how blessed are we to get to live with the US dollar, the strongest currency that's being debased and getting weaker every day, but still, fortunately for now, the strongest currency in the world. If you get to live on one of those strong currencies, you got a lot of places in the world where that money can go really far. I'm curious, if you don't mind sharing, like for you to live comfortably there where you are, Roger, like what's your monthly budget?
Usually, if I can bring in $1,000 to $1,500 out of my, and that usually comes out of my Social Security check. Mm-hmm. If I can do that, we used to have to pay rent, but we spent a lot of our money last year, and we did build a house. And of course, here everything's family, and so we now have a house that is shared with my sister-in-law and my niece and my nephew, which I wasn't ever used to all of that, but they're not here that much. But the real point is everybody kind of has family, you know, living type. Yeah.
It's a very Asian culture thing, isn't it?
$1,500, right. But $1,500, I mean, I just bought a Suzuki Espresso, and I think I have two more payments, and it'll be paid. I did buy an electric motorbike and it got paid off last month. But with that, then you got car insurance, you got other. So, but you take all of those things in there, wrap them all up, and still the $1,500 will cover that. And like, I mean, again, I told you I had a heart attack with, you know, two angioplasties, 3 days in the ICU, and actually 5 days in the hospital, $800 bill.
Yeah. I'm going, that would be $30,000 to $50,000 here in the US and disputing with the insurance company over. And
I won't even go to a hospital in America because they look in the records and they go, oh, you had a heart attack in the past. They put me in a wheelchair and take me off. And I mean, I'm $5,000 in debt within 5 minutes and I haven't done anything yet.
Right.
Because, you know, so I just, you know, I can't do that. But you know, one thing I want to do is if I can take a second and step back, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, and my plan and my dream, if God gives me enough time and years to build this program and bless Lao more with a virtual assistant program, I want to do that. But before I even had a right to think about that, I had to learn the basics. I had to pay the cost of learning what it meant to go dig, to go follow rabbit trails, to buy the wrong, to buy something and have the price tank on it, to learn the things, to go in and do everything that it took to be able to start making money without outside help. I'm a 72-year-old retired guy living on Social Security in a communist country on the other side of the world, buying things online, doing online arbitrage, using a prep center in the United States, mm-hmm. using an address in the United States, using a bank in the United States, and doing all of these things. And now I have to get another prep center because my dear friend is going to be closing down and he's doing something else and I won't go into that. But so I'm going to have to switch, but that's okay. I've already got somebody else good in mind. And then the real point is I had to learn it.
Right.
I had to fall on my face and get back up. I had to go out and search and find ASINs that sometimes didn't work, sometimes did work. I had to get slapped in the face and get a Section 3 put on me. I got a counter. I had a counterfeit claim once before. I've had two counterfeit claims and fought them both and said, "What are you talking? You know, I can tell you what, you know, anyway, you know." And I found a great deal when Satya Inchu was really going, and I found it and I sent it to my prep house, and he sent it back to me, or he sent me a picture, and he goes, "Roger, this expires in like 3 weeks." So it was okay. I got with the barbecue house in Kansas City and they said, "We are so sorry. Somebody didn't check that. Send it back. We'll give you a full refund." And so it worked out. But you know, what I'm saying is, please, if you're thinking about quitting, don't. If you're thinking about starting, do. If a 72-year-old guy from a communist country of Laos can make this work, you can make this work. But it takes work. It didn't just happen. I read everything I could. I listened to everything I could. I watched the podcast. I got the PAC course. I went through the things. I hope in the near future I can start making some bundles. I even started importing Lao coffee, but I couldn't get enough people on the ground to make it worthwhile, and I stopped. So sometimes you have to try things and they don't work. But don't stop trying. Keep asking God to open the next door. And if God doesn't open the door, praise him in the hallway and wait for a little bit, and he will open a window or he'll open a different door. Don't try to beat down doors that won't open. I've learned that in my age, because you don't belong over there. But when you find somewhere you do belong, like when I came here and I came back and tried with the fleece, and I just felt like God said, "This is where you belong. Go and stay there. Go and bless and love people there. I can't do anything else." And blessing these people is my why. It's what makes me and drives me to make my Amazon business better and to share it with more people. You know, I guess what I'm hoping is that little blurb will encourage that person who's on that last knot, ready to give up, ready to let go. Don't let go. Ask somebody. You know, maybe you need to save up your pennies and your dollars and whatever and say, "Jim, could I get a coach? Because I don't know what I'm doing. You know, could I be a part of this program?" You know, and my silent sales team, you'll notice I comment a lot on there because I mostly comment where I see people having a serious problem. And I say, "Hey, this worked for me. I had that problem too, but this worked for me." And, you know, "Well, there's no ASINs out there." Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is. Look under the next rock. Look at something that looks good and that rabbit trail and back source. And if you do find one good thing, get on that company's website and look at everything else they have. Is there something else good on there? Do they have one other item that you know? And then, you know, what's really helped me a ton is, are there some local stores to you? So stores that were local to me when I was in La Crosse, I still look at their websites and I'm able to find things there you don't find anywhere else. And now some of them, Amazon found them too, and they sell them. But in a lot of cases, it is it's really looking at what they have. And then I found, then all of a sudden, accidentally, I found one of the things that I've been selling, which is in the door hardware. They carry that brand. And I'm, so I started looking, and all of a sudden they had three items in there that were very sellable. And it's like, what do you need to do to follow down these and just don't give up? There's opportunities, like you say. And, you know, I have kind of done my own thing, but after watching the early stage video for, especially for new sellers that Aura has out with AI resourcing to really be able to do some things, you can go in and a lot of times be right above the sell, you know, the buy box, and they really help you to be competitive. I haven't signed up, so I don't know how good they can do, but I've been using your above the buy box, but I watch it very closely. And one of the other things I do go in every day, and even if I only change it by a penny, I change the cost of my what I'm selling for, and it's increased my sales.
Yeah, great, so, great nuggets of encouragement and little tips sprinkled in. And you know, you're still learning. I've been doing Amazon for 14 plus years. I'm still learning every day. And something I want to emphasize, I think the big takeaway from what you just said, I think some people have an oversimplification. You know, we live at, like some people call it, the microwave culture. Like, they think there's a business model out there where if they just sit down, take an hour course, spend the next 2 or 3 hours, 2 or 3 times a week launching it, and they can sit back and make money. That's what they're looking for. Bad news. It does not exist. I've been in this for 24 years. Just like with your health, with your relationships, with anything important in life, blood, sweat, tears, risk, work, sacrifice required, right? But fortunately, the model that we've developed here, and I'm just re-saying some of the same stuff you just said, Roger, is something that very low risk, if you're willing to put in the time to learn, which it does take time, if you're willing to test and fail a little bit, not fail big, there's no need to fail big, you're doing it wrong if you fail big. We're talking about wading in nice and slow. You can build something simply incredible. As you know, you are our podcast guest today. We've got hundreds of these episodes. We have multiple seven-figure sellers in our community who are using a team of virtual assistants, and they're running the entire operation. They started where you are with a few sales. They ramped in. Their third month was probably less than $9,000. But here they are now. They've scaled. They spent the time. They put in the energy. They didn't go negative. You know, mindset matters. When they hit a challenge, they didn't give up and sit down and complain. They said, okay, let's figure out a way to get around over through this thing and move on and learn a little lesson. And the fact that we're a community that has thousands of people, hundreds of whom we've interviewed on the show, who are making this happen all day, every day, is very encouraging. But I wanted to get you on specifically, Roger. Typically, we wait till people have hit at least, you know, $10,000, $20,000 a month, you know, because they've been doing it a while. But your story was so compelling. And in a way, you know, when you do the conversion rates, you're in as good of a position as, say, somebody who's doing in the United States $30,000 or $40,000 a month because of how far the money goes where you're located. So from that regard, you've got a pretty rocking business, man. And you're right where you want to be, right where God has called you to be. Pretty special story. And I'm sure you've got 1,000 stories and just all the ways that God has showed up, and divine appointments, as I like to call them, right person, right time, right?
Yeah.
Just here's what we need, God. Where's it going to come from? Boom, there it is, right? That's how you know you're walking with the Lord. But before we start to wrap this up, because I do need to start to wind this down, it's very late at night for me. It's very early in the morning for you. You've got a busy day ahead and my brain's going to start shutting down. But I do want to give you the chance, if there's anything that you really wanted to get off your heart, or any other things that you wanted to ask me, or strategies, that sort of thing. I didn't want to leave anything important that was on your list before we start to wrap up.
I think the only additional thing, I didn't really have any other questions, but the only additional thing that I would say that has blessed me a lot and still blesses me all the time is many of the people that are listening have bought lists in the past, have been a part of things in the past, have a virtual assistant. Don't throw any of those away. Because some of those, and then go back and look at those. And I do that a lot. I have a hard drive that has list after list after list. And sometimes I will do storefront stalking. I find somebody who's selling what I sell, and then I look, what else is he selling? And then I download that, and then I put it into I take it off of Keepa, and then I download it into an Excel file. And then I research those. And then I say, okay. And what I'm actually doing, this is kind of interesting. I do AI quite a bit. And so I'm working with AI right now and asking them, can you help me write a program where I can take a line by one of these storefronts that I've stocked, and I take their list of items, and I can use the ASIN. And I said, can you tell me, can you then, if I create a program using yours in the background, something with Python, which I don't know anything about, but they write the code for me and I haven't put it in yet. But basically I'm saying, can you help me convert that so that I can look and say, how many sold last month? How much did it sell for? And what's its sales rank? And just give me those four. Can you give me those four columns? Could it? And it says, yes, it can. I haven't run the program yet. But what I'm saying is, get innovative, but don't lose any of your lists. Don't let go of what you've done. And think outside the box always. Just think about and say, what else could I try?
Yeah.
But don't just say, well, everybody else said, don't just go into a store, look at the barcodes. Don't be scanning the barcode. You know, you only have so much time in life. So do what you can, you know, learn what you can, and then apply it. But what works for the other guy may not work for you, but find what does. And yeah, find a handful of winners and build off of that.
But yeah, I love it, man. I love your ingenuity, your creative mind. And let me just, as I was listening to you describe what you're trying to develop and build, the tool that you're kind of talking about customizing, let me critique the idea a little bit, if you don't mind. You said, you know, how many times did it sell last month? There's no way to know. The tools that provide an estimate of how many times ASINs sold over a period of time, let's take the top five tools that claim to have that as a feature. If you look at the same ASIN across all five tools, you may see 50 sales a month in one, confidently as the estimate. You may see 5,000 sales a month as the confident estimate in another one. And they're both great tools with great reputations. Why is the disparity there? Because Amazon does not share that data with anyone. Everyone's just guessing. The closest thing we have is, as you probably know, Roger, the number of drops per month on Keepa, which is the number of times the rank changed in a positive direction over a 30-day period. And we know that each of those positive rank changes represents at least one, if not many, sales. That's all we got. Mm-hmm. But you can start to pick up a lot about the velocity and if it's worth testing or not based on that. So I would say, you know, the rank itself, not important. That's a snapshot in time. The number of drops per month, that's important. And if you study some of that, you mentioned the above buy box training that we've added into the Proven Amazon course lately. I dive a little bit into, you know, the whole thing is based on number of drops per month. That's the only data point you need to track to decide, is this one I want to check out or not? You know, and then obviously your costs, if it happens to sell, worst case scenario, at buy box. But I'm kind of getting into the weeds, but I just wanted to critique your idea a little bit so you don't spend too much time on something that may or may not serve you well. Because the rank, the number of sales per month.
It's all based on Keepa. So it uses a Keepa API code key. And so, you know, it again, like you said, I'm not going to the bank with that information. I'm going to use it to have it show me some that I need to research more.
Yes.
And so if they come up above what I want it to, they reach the criteria I want off of this method, if I can get it to work, then I'll research it more and say, okay, that looks like a winner. Let me buy five of those. Let me buy three of those. But
It's not going to spit out a buy list at the end. Yeah, it's a research.
I'm 100% in agreement with you that this isn't, you know, this isn't guaranteed numbers. And so, but that's why I like to research every way I can and do that. Yeah. But, you know, so I think, you know, we probably should go ahead and close out. You know, I'm hoping this is something that you and I have been able to encourage people. I think the last thing I really want to reiterate is, when you're in a position like mine, outside the country, living on Social Security, having to do everything virtual with prep houses and other things like that, and everything with banks in America, and if I can make it work, you can make it work.
Yeah.
And so I mean, it can be done from anywhere, but if you're in the US, you should be able to do even better, but do it. Just do it. Just make up your mind. You're going to do it. Now, the last thing, I'm going to close with this. One of the reasons I think I've been successful, I have a very strong why I do what I do. And it drives me. I want to love people with the money that I make. I don't care to be rich again. I actually, at one time, I had a net worth of $3.3 million when I had my company for 25 years. But I asked God, I said, God, I don't seem to be running hard after you. That's my identity. Take away from me anything that doesn't let me run hard after you. And he took me at my word and I lost everything. But it was my fault. But I mean, in the sense of asking him to do that, because today I'm poorer, I don't owe anything, and I don't own anything, and I'm happier than I've ever been. They're actually asking me to come and do a speech to people just on that subject, how loving on people and giving all to others can bring you the greatest joy. It's not about what you can accumulate. It's about what you're going to leave behind and who you blessed along the way. And, you know, and we all need to learn that. It's just don't focus. Yes, make your business work, but focus more on be every day, look in the mirror and say, was I a good person today? Did I bless who I could today? Did I do the right thing today? And if you can, go to bed, sleep good, get up in the morning and do it again. That's all we can do. Love on whoever God puts around us. Like you and I said earlier, the darkness is growing ever, ever stronger, but so is the light. And God said, you go be the light of the world.
And that's beautiful. Yeah, you're very articulate. I'm just listening to you. I think you need to organize your thoughts and write a book if you haven't done it already. Capture some of these stories and experiences.
If you want to go look on Kindle under Roger Dunn, you can look at... I changed the title a couple of times, but I don't even remember my own book's name now.
Send it to me.
Interwoven Through Time.
Interwoven Through Time by Roger Dunn. Look for it on Amazon, right? On Kindle. Yeah. We'll stick a link. Shoot me a link. I'll stick it in the show notes before this episode publishes.
Okay. Yeah. Is it basically, it's a story about what I did is I wrote a story about there's four characters, and one is Leonard the leper, and he was the leper that was healed by Jesus. And one is Chase the centurion, who God healed his servant, and it's his story. And then there's Raymond, but it's really me. And then there was my ex-wife who had been sexually and very terribly abused. And so it's these stories and how they were interwoven by what went on and by the Bible and just and how it's changed lives. But
so you're an author. What I'm encouraging you is to write another book about your adventures in Laos and what you're trying to build here, and just use that almost as your business card and just help spread the word about the vision you have and what God has called you to there in the part of the world where the dollar goes very far and a little bit of technology could change generations. So thank you for being a part of our community. Just incredible to me that you're sitting on the other side of the planet, getting ready to start a beautiful day, called to an incredible ministry, loving on people on the other side of the world that where God told you to go and you obeyed, giving up the luxuries of the West to jump into a communist nation, facing the kind of challenges that many of us will never even have to imagine. But man, God bless your work. It's an honor getting to know you a little bit today, Roger. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
I'm going to talk to the listeners for just a moment, a little different episode today. But I think they're all a little different because it's very real people with very real stories, and we love diving in a little bit. But the theme today, a few of them that I'm going to take away is, what a special time to be alive. You know, you go back in world history 25 years or so ago, at no point in the thousands of years of recorded history has anything like what just happened been even remotely possible. And now here we are. What are you going to do with it? The fact that you can have a team of people all over the world helping you build something special, impacting your lives, like Roger talked about, finding his why. It's a big vision. He's pouring with love into others. And I think no matter what your why is, it better incorporate that message or you're going to be a very lonely person with a bunch of stuff, which, you know, that's not a good way to end. I love, Roger, what you said. You know, let's find a way to finish well. Finishing well is loving and serving. And you have the opportunity to do that through business. And e-commerce can be the great tool that equips you to do that. And that's a vision that I've had. And Roger, who we interviewed today, is not the only one in our community with this type of vision. There's numerous people who felt like they were supposed to go somewhere that God was telling them to go. And so they went, they took their business with them in their pocket and began to bless the people around them and continued growing a great business in the U.S. So don't miss that point. You can do this from anywhere in the world, buy and sell products online in the U.S. on Amazon and build a beautiful business from anywhere. So, well, God bless you, Roger. I'm going to wrap this episode up. Thanks for your time again, sir. Have a beautiful day.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And for the listeners today, as we wind this one up, it's a late night for me as I wind this one down. So maybe this one felt a little different because it's late for me, but God bless you. Thanks for hanging out with us today. And if this was the first episode you ever heard, you should know we've got hundreds of interviews with the successful students from the Proven Amazon course. Go check out some of those. If you need some motivation and encouragement and instruction, we'd love for you to experience 10, 20, 50 episodes. And you'll start to see a theme around here. The stuff we teach works, and there's some pretty special people in this community. We'd love to invite you to be part of that. So we'll have another great episode for you very soon. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Silent Sales Machine Radio. Visit silentjim.com for a link to our free newsletter, our free Facebook group, and all of our resources mentioned on today's show.